For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan. Off the coast of Hilton Head Island, a boat crew is corralling a 12.5-foot-long, 1,300-pound male white shark onto a platform. This video is from when the Osearch crew caught a white shark earlier this month. Now on the deck, with ocean water pumped into its mouth and a towel over its eyes, scientists have 15 minutes to collect blood, measurements, and attach a tag. To a surprisingly still white shark, owner of the boat, Chris Fisher.
The largest mature male spot tagged with the first full health assessment workup in North Atlantic history, a 12.5-foot mature male, and we're going to name it Hilton, for the great people of Hilton Head.
Hilton is guided off the platform of the research vessel and back into the Atlantic Ocean. A group of scientists hopes to gain valuable information from the samples collected, like Brian Fraser. He's a scientist with the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources. He's studying where and when sharks migrate. Fraser puts a tracking device on the shark's fin so he can follow it as it moves across the world.
Some of our more highly migratory species will have a tag that actually is written in 6 different languages. So foreign fishing fleets, if they come across it, they can turn that in. We've had tag returns from Norwegian fleets, from Japanese fleets, from Mexican fleets. We've had tags that sharks that we tagged here in South Carolina go down to the Dominican Republic, to off of Belize.
When and where the sharks move depend partially on water temperature. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reports 2016 had the highest globally average sea surface temperature on record. Those warmer waters, Fraser says.
That might have pushed the tiger sharks north a little earlier than they would usually have been here.
All the data that Fraser and the other scientists collect on this boat is shared. That's how Osearch works. Founder of the organization, Chris Fisher, says that's a condition of the scientists using the boat free of charge to study marine life. Fisher calls it a ocean-first approach.
Get as many scientists together to learn as much as possible to create an abundant future for the ocean, and we want everyone to be involved.
Fisher bought the boat, formerly used to catch crabs, and altered a few things to enable it to lift and hold sharks that are several feet long and weigh thousands of pounds. Osearch has done 28 expeditions around the world and says data collected while on those trips has and is currently contributing to research papers. Fisher funds the expeditions through corporate sponsors. The University of North Florida has been working with Osearch for the past 4 years. Graduate student Clark Morgan is on the Lowcountry expedition off the coast of Hilton Head, South Carolina, to study shark mating and reproductive cycles. Morgan says female sharks are pregnant for a lot longer than humans.
The lengths of gestation vary, and so right now we believe that it's about 18 months gestation period, which is a very long time, and these animals are coming out born at 4.5 feet long.
Morgan says sharks usually carry between 6 and 12 pups at one time. He opens up a sturdy yellow case.
So in this case is a portable ultrasound, and the way it works is just like you would in a doctor's office for a human, with a probe here to put on the belly of the shark.
When a mature female shark is caught, he will conduct an ultrasound to see if the animal is pregnant. He says finding out where and when sharks mate and give birth is important so that those habitats are protected.
Nursery grounds are important for protecting because that's where they're most vulnerable when they're young. As they grow up, they can kind of fend for themselves.
In the more than 20-day-long expedition in the waters off the coast of Georgia and South Carolina, Osearch reports having caught and collected samples from 4 sharks, which the scientists say give them a lot of data to start analyzing. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan, reporting from Hilton Head.